the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ashes, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Those wonderful, messy ashes. They kind of fall down your face. They turn white, eyebrows black. They get on your nose, your hands, your clothes. They smudge everything. But how appropriate is this to remind us that indeed there is no one, not no one, that sins. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God, that we have been blackened by sin, wherein we are by that black and sinful flesh, Satan's landfill of rags, unable to crawl out of the stench of sin by ourselves, which so easily entangles us in Satan's landfill of sinful humanity. We have, of course, exchanged by our sinful flesh God's grace for the garbage heap of Satan's temptations, eating the forbidden fruit daily of disobedience. We have exchanged the words and promises of Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith, for the flesh and the folly of Satan's lies and half-truths. Yet, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning, and rend your hearts, not your garments, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. As you well know, when you take a look at the book of Joel, things were not going very well. I mean, you got these gigantic locusts. I mean, not that we want to see them, but I mean, they were pretty big. And they're coming in, and he's telling them all of this stuff. Things were just not going very well for them. Drought and lack of food, all this stuff is happening. And of course, as we know, there's really nothing new under the sun. Look at what is happening around us. Still in the Midwest, we have drought. We have lack of food worldwide. All you have to do, as my daughter and son-in-law found out when they visited Haiti last year, and where these children get one meal a day for just 10 months. That's it. The rest, they're on their own. But we can fix all of this, of course. We can fix all of this through technology. We can deal with all of this. We can leave our dilemmas up to this mechanistic world. It can all be fixed with technology. We can engineer our way out of all of our dilemmas. Human mankind, it can fix itself. There's no problem, especially as some people want to do. They want to find the gene for original sin. Well, if you don't believe in original sin, then we can also find the gene, of course, why bad things happen to good people. Where is the humility in our society? Where is the exchange of satanic ways to the Savior's way of drowning the old Adam daily that a new one comes forth in daily repentance and faith? Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord, for he is gracious and merciful and abounds in steadfast love. You can tear all the clothes you want. Just rend and rip them up. Not going to do any good. Not going to do any good at all. Nothing. I mean, big deal. So you rip up your clothes and you think you got it made. But you see, changing the outside doesn't change the inside, who you really are, who I really am. As we know, there is not one of us, no, not one of us, that does good. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But by God's Spirit, he who is slow to anger and abounds in steadfast love, he returns us to himself. For he knows where our sinful desires are going to go and where they will lead us, but nothing to eternal destruction and eternal death. And so his words go out. They go out to all of us on this Ash Wednesday. Return to me as the prodigal son returned to his father, to his family, to his community, to the body of Christ, back to his body and his blood, given in the bread and the wine for Christians to eat and to drink, to proclaim the death of Christ until he comes again to take us into that new heaven and that new earth. He forgives because he is Jesus Christ, Savior from sin, Emmanuel, God with us, the one who crushed the head of Satan on the cross and at the empty tomb. As the prophet of Joel encourages his people there in Judah to turn to God, for he is their Lord God, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. This beckoning call of the Lord Jesus comes to us. He brings us back daily through forgiveness of sins. He brings us back, takes us from Satan's landfill of eternal destruction and decay to eternal life and restoration as new creatures in the one who is slow to anger, merciful and abounding in steadfast love. That's what he does. And he always has done that, and he will always do that. Ashes. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Oh, those messy black ashes that we wear today, they witness to all that I am a repentant, baptized, forgiven Christian in Christ, who is the light of the world. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.